This is Jessica Ebert reporting on the 2025 Wheat Harvest Tour right outside of Carman, Oklahoma. I'm visiting with JC Skimper right outside here at Skimper Harvesting out of Nebraska outside of Carman, Oklahoma. He is a third generation harvesting crew here. His family's been in business for 60 years. Riding along in the combine with him tonight because everybody's been starting late in the day. We're going to catch them as they're going, as their storm's moving in. Here's JC.
Very good. So we're cutting here at Carman. Just kind of got started today. Our moisture's been running in the 12s. Our proteins are running in the 12 to 13. And our test weights are a little bit off now with the rains that we've had at 59 pounds. So when we started, it was around 60, 61. But we had 2.5 inches here out of two different storms over the last three nights. And we're kind of lucky to be going tonight. And thankful for the storms kind of passing us tonight and going around us south and north, but we're able to keep going here by Carman, so we'll take the good weather while we have it. We've kind of been down in the Frederick area for about 3 weeks, which Frederick is in the southwest corner of the state. We had a mixed bag of good wheat, bad wheat, clean wheat, weedy wheat, whatever you have, it was there. What we started with was just having just short days. And I think we cut more wheat after 6 o'clock in the evening than we did any other hours. We just never got a good early start. It was high humidity. We had 3-4 different rains down there. The quality of the grain was good because it really wasn't quite ready when we got there 3 weeks ago. But as we progressed, it started to, you know, losing test weight and losing quality. So we got done down there two nights ago, lucky enough that we got a pretty good rain there on Sunday evening, or Sunday morning, I should say. And we got moved up here to Carman, but we had, you know, 2 to 2.5 inches here, which kind of put a hold to harvest up here. So we've been here for two nights. This is the first night we've actually cut, and thankful for the conditions that we're able to keep going. So we are going to be going up to Scott City, Kansas next. It should be there maybe in about a week. Expecting a very nice crop. Should be one of the biggest crops on hand if Mother Nature allows that. But they're probably about a week off, week to 10 days, and you know, weather will predict when we can go. But we're talking, you know, good weather coming up, 90s, 100 degrees in Oklahoma, Kansas. Winds are supposed to pick up, which we haven't had hardly any wind at all year as far as when we started harvesting, and which has allowed a lot of humidity to come in and blow up these storms and just kind of keep us out of the field. So we're ready for some good weather and to get the rocking and rolling out here to get some wheat cut.
Perfect. That sounds great, JC. And yes, Mother Nature has been, as I'm watching your combines back in and out of mud spots, it's been a challenge for all of you guys, and we're just thankful that you guys can get across fields when you can and get it out for these farmers that have been blessed to hire you guys. And I appreciate you catching me here as I was driving by, and thank you, JC, here outside of Carman, Oklahoma, again with Skimper Harvesting Crew out of Nebraska, and Jessica Ebert here reporting from the 2025 Wheat Harvest Tour. Thank you.